Both sides are preparing to make their arguments today before the U.S. Supreme Court in the case of Entergy Corporation versus Riverkeeper. The owner of the Indian Point nuclear power station is petitioning to halt an order that would require an expensive new cooling system be installed there. The state of New York and the environmental group Riverkeeper argue the current cooling system destroys too many fish and fish eggs in the Hudson River. Greg Clary has been following the case for the Westchester Journal News. Thanks for joining us this morning, Greg.
Good morning.
So what's the precise question the justices of the Supreme Court will be considering today?
Well, this case comes down to basically looking at the Clean Water Act of 1972 and deciding whether or not best available technology for protecting an environment also will include costs, because that's how this looks. The environmentalists do not want costs to be considered, and obviously the industry does.
Is this more a question of earth science or a close reading of the Clean Water Act?
I don't believe the justices will be diving into the river to see how it looks. I think they'll be going with just exactly what the Clean Water Act says, and that's certainly what at least Riverkeeper is hoping, because they believe that they have the legal stuff on their side.
Now, if the justices decide in Riverkeeper's favor, could this ruling apply to other power plants?
Yes, it could. There are about 550 power plants, not just nuclear power plants, but others as well, coal burning and all. And they are they're spread across the nation, and they use this specific, it's called once-through cooling, and they would probably have to retrofit depending on their age. Some would shut down.
This case has created some interesting alliances. I understand that the EPA is submitting arguments alongside Entergy's, while the state of Rhode Island is joining Riverkeeper. What do you make of that?
Well, I mean, politics make strange bedfellows. This is a circumstance where Riverkeeper has always been against Entergy, and the state of Rhode Island believes that this has allowed for fish kills up near in it's that state as well. The EPA, of course, is the regulatory agency for the government, and in essence, what Riverkeeper is saying is the EPA has not been doing its job, so they're going to be looking at this. I mean, it's interesting because in 20 years on this job, I've only seen, this is the second case that I've seen of a Hudson Valley issue going all the way to the Supreme Court. So it's going to have a big impact long term.
And are there any earlier court cases that might shape the justices' thinking on this case?
Well, yes. I mean, basically, Riverkeepers won all the way up, and the fact that they're only looking at one little aspect of the Clean Water Act is going to be an interesting element. That I think that's still out there as far as the judges are concerned.
All right. Thanks for coming on with us this morning, Greg.
No problem, Sotiris. Take care.
Greg Clary is an environmental reporter for the Westchester Journal News.